burning incandescent. We're bad about leaving the lights on. It's become a family joke to quote Pap muttering at Mamaw, "Get that man out of my pocket." That man, referring to the whole city electric company, board members, the TVA that bought his father's land to flood and dam, the secretaries who took it down in shorthand, the climbers in their hard hats and spiked boots, finding footing up stained poles splintered as the clayed soil they'd exchanged his family land for. My pocket, referring to the dickies that held a wallet full of ones, to let buyers at the flea market know he could make change for what he sold Sundays, to balance out what he said the preacher got from Mamaw at church. Must have gave a good little talk for that kind of money, he told Dad as career advice while fixing appliances for near nothing. Dad's adolescence spent to hold the damn light still, jarring him from daydreams of ball practice, leaving scuffed fingers searching out loose wiring, dropped screws in the dark. Pap's last light flickered from the hospital bed, after long giving up weekend work to warm the pew at Mamaw's side. Him sitting silent, never singing, but swollen, taking in scripture and hymn like his hands and feet would take to IVs. Holding a jaundiced glow, his eyes became a matte stare muted, less filament than reflection, akin to the features of his 48 Buick. Grill frowning its future, mouth open, breathing out Sunday like leaky white walls, and chrome-rimmed headlights as beacons. Fixed eyes fading past time, a beam of light no life could hold steady.